Well, good morning, everyone. This is John Miller from Wisconsin doing the Daily Inspirations. And yesterday we talked about being babes in Christ, desiring the sincere milk of the Word. And today we want to talk about the next step in growth, which is being children of God. You know, as children, I think of, you know, up to two-year-old, we kind of consider them babies or toddlers or, you know, little ones. But as we continue to grow, the relationship changes. Children, as they grow, they can do more and more for themselves or help themselves, even though they are not at a place where we would send them out on their own. And yet, I do believe that it's important that children are properly ministered to it for the stage right in their growth. So let's turn to Ephesians chapter 5. Verse 1 says, "Be you therefore followers of God as dear children." You know, I just think of, this is Paul writing, I believe, the church at Ephesus. And in that short time span, how much effort that Paul and the apostles put into ministering and preaching and just encouraging, admonishing the churches. A lot of believers came from many different settings, and they followed Christ. They came, they believed, and they started following the teachings of Christ. And yet, there was a lot of struggle. There was a lot of battles. Satan likes to bring confusion. And so here Paul is just, you know, he's just saying, as children, "You therefore followers of God as your children, and walk in love as Christ also has loved us and has given himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savor." Walk in love as Christ has loved us. What do you think of when you think of love? You know, I think of, you know, the world today, or even the modern gospel, you know, there's a lot of talk about love. But let's just look at this verse. "Walk in love as Christ also has loved us." Now, what does this love do? How does this love work? "And has given himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savor." Do you recognize that the life that Christ lived, he was in heaven, he came to earth. This is the type of love that God wants, that he so loved us, that he was willing to leave his place in glory. He who was immortal, he was eternal. He didn't have to do this. He wanted to, because he cared about us where we are at. Do we have that kind of love? The godly love, God's love, the sacrificial love, the love that will give and give for God's sake, for God's kingdom. And this is a sweet-smelling savor. This sacrifice, this offering, is precious to God. I think this is the time in life where, you know, children, as they start growing, we teach and guide and direct them. And they have to learn that in order to experience the blessings of the real blessings of life, they have to learn obedience. Yes, at that age, it's not near as big battles, maybe, in some ways, as when they get older. And yet, it is the giving of themselves. Have you given yourself to God? Are you giving your life as a sacrifice to God? Are you allowing him If you were your own child in your own house, and got with your father, how well behaved are you? How ready are you to surrender, to do all, to, you know, I just think of coming into the house, the children. They are so glad to see Papa. And you can say, you want to get this, so you want to do this. And they are so happy to please. They are so glad to see Papa. They're so ready to serve. Is that your attitude? Is that our attitude towards God? When God shows up, you know, God wants to live in us, but also God has things for us to do. When God shows up, what is our attitude? So I just encourage you to just think about your attitude in your relationship to Papa, to God, to the one who sent his son. Do you realize that he sent his son, and the son was willing to go? That must have been a tremendous sacrifice for God. I hope you are grateful. As you go through your day, just meditate on the childlike love and the sacrifice that came out of that love. That's all for today. I'm going to keep it short. May God bless you. And tomorrow, we want to talk about being sons of God.